Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Fern Lindvall and Linda Marek. And we're going to start with Linda because she's going to tell us about a really important event coming right up.
Yes, it's the annual Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Soup and Salad Luncheon. And it will be on April 23rd, which is Administrative Assistance Day, formerly Secretary's Day. And it's just kind of a tradition that the employers bring their employees to our luncheon.
But everybody can come, right, Linda?
Everyone's welcome,
You don't have to be a secretary. You don't have to be a boss. Everybody can come and enjoy the good food.
Yes, the whole public.
And what time?
Well, it's on Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 to 1. The tickets are $6. It will be at the Catholic Parish Center at 5th and Locust Street again. And reservations are accepted yet until tomorrow. You can call Marcella Gaines at 243-5326. And we welcome walk-ins.
Okay, good. Always. So if I forget to get my ticket, make my reservation, I can still come. But that's a come and go, right? Anytime between 11 and 1. And enjoy. You know, one of the things I think is always neat, and I guess I've said this about other things, but I see people I don't get to see other times. It turns into a social event.
Oh, it does.
Yes. And so that really makes it kind of fun. And Linda is chairman of the Soup and Salad Luncheon this year. Again, she's so good at it, they won't let her go. And Fern Lindvall is president of the Auxiliary this year. So Fern, kind of fill us in on what the Auxiliary does. What's the benefit of having a hospital auxiliary?
Well, first of all, we raise money to buy equipment at the hospital. And last year, the equipment and furnishings that we purchased were over $53,000. And we get our money from the soup and salad luncheon. That's one of our big money raisers. But we also do pay $5 a year dues.
I don't know, Fern. I don't know about this. $5. What can you do for $5?
Well, this is an increase. It was $2 until just a few years ago. So $5.
And, yeah, what a bargain.
And we do have quite a few members. We have 114 active members now and almost 150 inactive members who pay their dues too to help support the auxiliary. And we also, for fundraisers, have the Cass County Fair booth, and many times that's when we collect the dues, plus having things to sell there. We operate the pop and candy machines at the hospital, and we have the Treasure Cove gift shop, which many people don't realize we have, but that's located at the hospital in the atrium right beside the elevator, which goes up to second floor. And we have many nice gifts in there. Our buyers are Julia McNeese and Sandra Jensen, and they do a fine job.
Since all of the renovations went on at the hospital, they moved the Treasure Cove. Gave it a new name, actually. I don't know that.
Yes, it is
called
a new name.
I think we just called it the gift shop.
Gift
before.
Shop or coffee shop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now there's no coffee and no ice cream. That's a big change, too.
The ice cream actually is in the cafeteria now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's still available, but not at the Treasure Cove.
Not through the auxiliary, the way it had been.
You mentioned, you know, I know people who go out to the Treasure Cove to buy birthday gifts and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, the main purpose, I think, is for people who are in the hospital that you want to take something to them, but I know a lot of people go out there and shop, and I just was clued in to all the wonderful greeting cards at a very reasonable price.
We do have nice greeting cards. Millie Miller is in charge of purchasing those, and she does a really nice job, and they only cost 90 cents. Yeah. So if you're at the hospital, or even if you're not, come on out and get some cards from
and
us.
Knowing that when you do that, you are supporting a whole lot of things that the auxiliary does for services. So maybe you can mention a couple of those. We'll have Linda mention a couple of those. So let's talk about, you know, you get this money, you buy equipment and so on, but you also provide many services.
Well, one thing we're working on right now is the scholarship. We do offer $2,000 in scholarships, which goes to two people, and we are in the process of doing that right now, we ask that they do go into training in the medical field. And we would like to have them stay in the Midwest and Iowa if possible, but we know that's not always possible. But it would be nice if they could stay in the Midwest.
Give them that guideline, but you can't really require it.
And I'll mention the hours that our volunteers have worked. In 2013, our volunteers worked over 11,000 hours. And so if you figure that at a minimum wage, we saved the hospital over $100,000 just for the volunteer hours that we have provided.
And those volunteers, you give those hours, but, you know, it's also a friendly face. And a lot of times, you know, if I go in, I know who that is. I mean, I just think it's a really positive thing to have the volunteers there with their red jackets on or their red vests on to greet people and give instructions and do all the things that your helpers do.
When you come into the atrium, that's the first thing you see is somebody sitting at the information desk.
Right.
And as you said, a red jacket, if it's a woman, and the men wear the red vests.
Yes.
But
and
that's
and of
one
those
of the
members, yeah, there are some men. Now, you mentioned, I wanted to go back to some members are active and some are inactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that says what the difference is, but I'm not sure people know that they can just pay their $5 and
yes,
not volunteer.
That helps with our money raising.
Mm-hmm.
Some people cannot be active, and we have people who are full-time employed,
right,
and they can't come out
right
and work, or people who are not able to do
right
this yet.
Right.
But they still can contribute by paying their dues of $5. And then we also do have a bakeless bake sale, which has raised, about $2,000, I think, this year. And that's an easy way to do a bake sale, but it's also a good money raiser.
You bet. Whoever came up with that, I think that was a really good idea. Linda, you know, you've been in the auxiliary for a couple of years.
Yes, a number of years.
So what are some of the services? What are some of those? I know we've just started down that list of things that volunteers can do. What are some of the ones that you've been involved in?
That I've been involved with?
Yes.
Well, a long time back, I worked in the coffee shop, way back. And now I work for the library service with Janice Bramer. And we deliver library books to Homebound, the nursing home, Allen House, Heritage House, 4 daycares, and one individual that's at her own home.
That's amazing.
We do that once a month and deliver new books and pick up the old books and return them back to the hospital.
I'm wondering if that's a service that a lot of people don't know about.
I think it is, yes.
Because, you know, I expect when you're talking about library service, you're going to go in and offer books and magazines to the patients. Well, patients don't stay very, they don't stay long enough to read a book a lot of times.
Right.
So you've really expanded this service to many people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and some of them really appreciate
it.
The daycare providers really appreciate getting those children's books.
And I'm guessing that's kind of fun for you guys. Work, you got to get the books and pick them up, take them back, whatever. But to see people that you deliver them to has to be a thank you in one way.
Yeah, we do enjoy it. And I also deliver books to the nursing home in Anita from their library.
Oh, okay.
And then we have telecare, where we make phone calls daily to Homebound residents just to touch base. And the outpatient clinics, the volunteers help there, transport and assist. A children's orientation once a year where first graders have a tour, see a mock tonsillectomy, and see x-rays. They have ice cream and a goodie bag. They had 214 participate last year. And they make walker bags, which are given to patients who need them. Hello Baby program, there are 10 sponsors donating gifts to new babies. And some volunteers also make crocheted baby caps that are given to the newborns.
So, Fern, there's all ages involved there. I mean, some of the things that Linda went down the list, you start with the babies.
Right.
And goes right on up to senior citizens.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so it looks like to me you as an auxiliary, kind of take a look at what the needs are and then try to step in with your volunteers.
We do. And there's one thing that hasn't been mentioned yet, and that's the legislative day that took place in February. And we had 19 auxiliary members go by bus to Des Moines and had a chance to visit with the legislators at the Capitol and also enjoyed a nice meal while we were there. It's a very nice day.
So if you're looking for something to do, get acquainted with some new people, support the hospital, support lots of other people. Hey, join the auxiliary. And also come to the salad and soup luncheon. And Linda, when do we need to do that?
That would be Wednesday, April 23rd from 11 to 1. Tickets are $6. And if you don't have them in advance, walk-ins are very welcome. It's at the Catholic Parish Center at 5th and Locust Street.
All right. We'll see you there on Wednesday. Thanks so much to Fern Lindvall and Linda Marek for being with us today. And here's the thought. Count your life by smiles, not tears.